Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today for this devotional titled Cultural Hospitality. The summer following my senior year of high school, I had the amazing privilege of going on a 6-week mission trip to the Philippines. Every day, every team of 7 students traveled via bus, then jeepney, to a small impoverished village that welcomed us as family, as brothers and sisters in Christ. They were grateful for the encouragement, anxious to worship together and dive into God's Word. One day I was invited into the home of a young girl that God had given me the privilege of introducing to the saving grace and unconditional love of Jesus. And what made it even more special and something I will never forget was that her name was Lynette. Before entering her home, one of the Filipino leaders had told me that when I was offered something to drink, I should drink all but the last ounce. Drinking less than that would show a lack of gratitude, and finishing the beverage would rudely be saying, "Give me more." This cultural hospitality that was being offered made enough sense to me, and I was grateful to have been made aware of the unspoken rules before I had the opportunity to offend my hosts. 3 John talks about the impact that we as Christians can have on the community of faith when we welcome fellow believers and extend hospitality in a way that encourages them to persevere. A cold, unfinished beverage from a family of little means encouraged me to keep going and share the love of Jesus in an unfamiliar culture that at times I struggled to embrace. It causes me to wonder about what cultural hospitality rules we place on those who walk through our own doors. Culture is something to be celebrated, and yet how that culture is communicated can either invite or offend. Who are you reaching out to with warm and welcoming hospitality? Or who has invited you into their home in order to encourage and support you? Do you do so with a desire to learn about other people's traditions? Or is there something inside that is trying to prove that your way is better? If we would only offer hospitality in a way that keeps our focus on Jesus, then all of the traditions that surround become areas of delight rather than areas of scrutiny. Cultural diverse hospitality is something to be celebrated, especially when the focus of the time together is centered around Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.